Chapter 34. The first thing I said was, "Long lunch," which was supposed to be just a descriptive comment, but she took it as more. She said,
"Jealous?"
"Depends what you ate. I had a cheeseburger."
"We had rare roast beef and horseradish sauce with roast potatoes. It was very good. But you must know that. You must eat in the O.C. all the time."
"How was the conversation?"
"Challenging."
"In what way?"
"First, tell me what you've been doing."
"Me? I've been eating humble pie, metaphorically, at least."
"How so?"
"I went back to the wrecked car. I was under orders to destroy the license plate, but it was already gone. The debris field had been picked clean, very methodically. There was a big force out there at some point this morning. So I think you're right. There are boots on the ground outside Kellum's fence. They're operating an exclusion zone. They were diverted to the cleanup because someone at the Pentagon didn't trust me to do it." Devereaux didn't answer. "Then I took a long walk," I said. Devereaux asked,
"Did you see the gravel pile?"
"I saw it this morning," I said. "I went back for a closer look."
"Thinking about Janice May Chapman?"
"Obviously."
"It's a coincidence," she said. "Black-on-white rapes are incredibly rare in Mississippi, no matter what folks want to believe."
"A white guy could have taken her there."
"Unlikely. He'd have stuck out like a sore thumb. He'd have been risking 100 witnesses."
"Shauna Lindsay's body was found there. I talked to her kid brother."
"Where else would it be found? It's a vacant lot. That's where bodies get dumped."
"Was she killed there?"
"I don't think so. There was no blood."
"At the scene or inside her?"
"Neither one."
"What do you make of that?"
"Same guy."
"And?"
"Addiction to risk," she said. "June, November, March, the bottom of the socioeconomic scale, then the middle, then the top. By Carter County standards, that is. He started safe and got progressively riskier. No one cares about poor black girls. Chapman was the first really visible victim."
"You care about poor black girls."
"But you know how it is. An investigation can't sustain itself all on its own. It needs an external source of energy. It needs outrage."
"And there wasn't any?"
"There was pain, obviously, and sorrow and suffering. But mostly there was resignation and familiarity. Business as usual. If all the murdered women of Mississippi rose up tonight and marched through town, you'd notice two things. It would be a very long parade, and most of the marchers would be black. Poor black girls have been getting killed here forever. White women with money? Not so often."
"What was the McClatchy girl's name?"
"Rosemary."
"Where was her body found?"
"In the ditch near the crossing, the other side of the tracks."
"Any blood?"
"None at all."
"Was she raped?"
"No."
"Was Shauna Lindsay?"
"No."
"So Janice Mae Chapman was another kind of escalation."
"Apparently."
"Did Rosemary McClatchy have a connection with Kellum?"
"Of course she did. You saw her photograph. Kellum guys were lining up at her door with their tongues hanging out. She stepped out with a string of them."
"Black guys or white guys?"
"Both."
"Officers or enlisted men?"
"Both."
"Any suspects?"
"I had no probable cause even to ask questions. She wasn't seen with anyone from Kellum for at least 2 weeks before she was killed. My jurisdiction ends at Kellum's fence. They wouldn't have let me through the gate."
They let you through the gate today.
Yes, she said, they did.
What is Monroe like? I asked.
Challenging, she said again.
We thumped up over the tracks and parked just beyond them, with the straight road west in front of us, and the ditch where Rosemary McClatchy had been found on our right, and the turn into Main Street ahead and on our left. A standard cop instinct. If in doubt, pull over and park where people can see you. It feels like doing something, even when it isn't. Devereaux said,
obviously, I started out with the baseline assumption that Monroe would be lying through his teeth. Job one for him is to cover the army's ass. I understand that, and I don't blame him for it. He's under orders the same way you are.
And?
I asked him about the exclusion zone. He denied it, of course.
He would have to, I said. She nodded.
But then he went ahead and tried to prove it to me. He toured me all over. That's why I was gone so long. He's running a very tight ship. Every last man is confined to quarters. There are MPs everywhere. The MPs are watching each other as well as everyone else. The armory is under guard. The logs show no weapons in or out for 2 solid days.
And?
Well, naturally, I assumed I was getting conned big time. And sure enough, there were 200 empty beds. So naturally, I assumed they got a shadow force bivouacked in the woods somewhere. But Monroe said no, that's a full company currently deployed elsewhere for a month. He swore blind. And I believed him, ultimately, because like everyone else, I've heard the planes come in and out, and I've seen the faces come and go.
I nodded. Alpha Company, I thought. Kosovo. She said,
so in the end it all added up. Monroe showed me a lot of evidence and it was all very consistent. And no one can run a con that perfect. So there is no exclusion zone. I was wrong. And you must be wrong about the debris field. It must have been local kids scavenging.
I don't think so, I said. It looked like a very organized search. She paused a beat.
Then maybe the 75th is sending people directly from Benning, which is entirely possible. Maybe they're living in the woods around the fence. All Monroe proved is that no one is leaving Kellum. He could be one of those guys who tells you a small truth in order to hide a bigger lie.
Sounds like you didn't like him much.
I liked him well enough. He's smart, and he's loyal to the army. But if we had both been Marine MPs at the same time, I'd have been worried. I'd have seen him as a serious rival. There's something about him. He's the type of guy you don't want to see moving into your office. He's too ambitious and too good.
What did he say about Janice Mae Chapman?
He gave me what appeared to be a very expert summary of what appeared to be a very expert investigation, which appeared to prove no one from Kellum was ever involved with anything.
But you didn't believe it?
I almost did, she said.
But?
He couldn't hide the rivalry. He made it clear. It's him against me. It's the army against the local sheriff. That's the challenge. He wants the world to think the bad guy's on my side of the fence. But I wasn't born yesterday. What the hell else would he want the world to think?
So what are you going to do?
I'm not sure yet.
What do you want to do?
He doesn't respect the Marines, either. Him against me means the Army against the Corps, which is a bad fight to pick. So if he wants rivalry, I want to give it right back. I want to take him on. I want to beat him like a rented mule. I want to find the truth somehow and stick it up his ass.
Do you think you can do that? She said.
I can, if you help me.